This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the enduring and seemingly so far unanswerable questions of this summer is what to do about schools. K-12, colleges, and universities, they are all trying to balance health against online education. Derek Lindstrom is in the thick of that. He's the dean of the School of Liberal Arts and Cultures at Minneapolis College. He is also one of the 10 people we have been following in our series about the American labor force called The United States of Work. His wife, Christina, by the way, we should say here, works in education as well. Derek, it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, nice to talk to you.
So we were checking our files. It has been since March since we had you on, which frankly seems like forever ago. First of all, how's life in quarantine for you?
It's been eventful, actually. In May, Christina's dad passed away. And so we had gone from quarantine to quarantine and hospice, you know, the whole cycle of healthcare during a pandemic. So
it wasn't COVID, was it?
It wasn't COVID. In fact, I don't want to say COVID was a blessing, but one of the positive things that came out of this was, you know, our goal was to keep him in the house as long as possible. And because we were all home, we were able to do that. So we were really fortunate to be able to spend that time with him.
Yeah, small blessings. Okay, so otherwise, I mean, you do have a day job, which you and so many millions of the rest of us have been doing remotely. The catch, of course, is that you are in education. You're running a school. How goes it? And, oh, by the way, school starts probably really soon, too.
Yeah, so we are in the last week of our summer session, and fall session starts in 4 weeks. And so it's been a steep learning curve, but things are going pretty well. We converted 96% of our courses in the summer to fully online. And so haven't really spent any time on campus really, other than, you know, grabbing stuff from the office. But some of the things we did is we invested in training for faculty over the summer.
Well, that's good. What is your sense of what enrollment's going to be like for the fall? Do you know yet?
We don't. I'm cautiously optimistic. Typically, a third of our enrollment comes in the last 4 weeks to begin with. We're down. Mm-hmm. Our peer institutions in the metro area are down equally as far. And so I think that there's just a overall hesitation of anyone to make any commitments until they know for sure what's going to happen.
How do you... So this is a little squishy of a question, but I'm going to throw it out there. We'll see how it goes. How do you decide, right? And by decide, I mean like everything. How do you decide what to do professionally with the students nominally in your care? How do you decide to do whatever you're going to do with the people working for you? How do you decide with your kids and with your in-laws who are still with you? I mean, how do you calculate all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, that's a really squishy question. you know, I'm always trying to think about the safety of our students, faculty, staff. Kids are tricky. You know, we get mixed messages all the time about what's safe, what's not safe, because we as a country can't make a decision in what direction we want to move unilaterally. Every decision is an individual decision that each family member needs to make.
When we talked in March, you had started running in the mornings to sort of work out some of your, I guess, frustrations and anxieties and stuff. You still running?
Yeah. I met my 2020 goal, which was 1,200 miles on Saturday.
Wow.
So I've run 1,000 miles since I've been in quarantine.
Wow.
With no commute to work, I have more time to put in some extra miles.
I hear you on that one. I hear you. Derek Lindstrom, we got him up in the Twin Cities. Derek, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Kai. Have a good day.
You too.